Chapter 2. Tower Hamlets, London, 1985. Nazneen had been in London for 6 months and did not know many people. She was too afraid to try and talk to people, and she could not speak English anyway. She spent her days alone, doing housework and cooking. But that evening, Dr. Azad was coming for dinner.
Dr. Azad knows my manager, Mr. Dalloway, her husband, Chanu, had explained, so he could help me get the promotion.
Nazneen was nervous because she had lots of things to do and she knew the dinner was important to her husband. But then she fell asleep on the sofa. She dreamed about walking to school arm in arm with Hasina past green rice fields. When she woke, it was almost 4 o'clock. If Chanu came home and found the flat untidy and the food not ready, would he beat her? No, he was kind and gentle. But did he love her? One night, a week after they married, she had heard him talking on the telephone about her.
She's not beautiful, but any wife is better than no wife, and she's only 18. And good at cleaning and cooking. A girl from the village, totally unspoiled.
Nazneen had felt stupid for ever imagining that he loved her. She missed people. In 18 years, she had hardly ever been alone until she came to London. She missed her sister. She reread Hasina's last letter. I heard about your marriage, and I pray your husband is a good man. I am so happy now. Malik's uncle has got him a very good job in a railway company. Malik knows little about trains, but he is smart. Nobody is smarter than my husband. Although we have nothing, I am happy. Sometimes I want to run and jump, but I am 16 years old and a married woman. Everything is good between my husband and me now. I don't let my tongue make trouble anymore. If women understand this, no one will beat them. Sister, I think of you every day and send love. Someone knocked on the front door of the flat. It was Mrs. Islam and Razia Iqbal, some neighbours from the estate who had welcomed her when she first arrived. Mrs. Islam had been in London for nearly 30 years and knew all the Bangladeshi community in Tower Hamlets. Nazneen said hello and made them some tea. Then Mrs. Islam started talking about a woman who had fallen from one of the tall blocks of flats.
Remember, she had no children, said Mrs. Islam. After 12 years of marriage, and if you decide to jump from the 16th floor, then that's the end.
Yes, said Razia, but it was an accident.
A terrible accident, said Mrs. Islam, but everyone is talking about it.
Nazneen was worried. It was 5:10 and she still had not started preparing the dinner for Dr. Azad. Mrs. Islam was still gossiping.
What do you think about Jorina?
What do you mean? Said Razia.
Well, you can't keep it a secret when you are going out to work.
They continued talking for a long time. Nazneen was feeling ill with worry when, finally, her guests stood up to leave. She opened the door and waited for them to go so she could start cooking. She worked fast and managed to prepare everything for Chanu and his guest just in time. She brought the men their food, then sat down and listened to their conversation.
This week I saw two of our young men with terrible alcohol problems, said Dr. Azad. They copy what they see here, going to the pub, drinking.
Chanu was eating noisily with his fingers. He said,
I agree with you. But these things won't happen to my children. We will go back to Bangladesh before they get spoiled.
Everyone thinks that, but But most people never save enough money to go back, said Dr. Azad. His white shirt was perfect. Chanu's shirt had a yellow mark where food had fallen. Chanu coughed.
Things are beginning to go well for me now. If I get the promotion, then many things are possible.
I used to think of going back all the time, said Dr. Azad. But something would always happen. And now, I just don't know.
Chanu cleared his throat.
Of course, we don't know about the promotion yet. Other people have applied, but I've worked there for longer than anyone. In 6 years, I've never been late, and I've only had 3 sick days, even with my stomach problem.
I wish you luck, said Dr. Azad.
Also, in a few months, I will have another university degree, this time from a British university.
I'm sure you have a good chance of getting the promotion.
Did Mr. Dalloway tell you that?
Who?
Mr. Dalloway, my manager. He told you that I have a good chance?
No.
He said that I didn't have a good chance?
He didn't say anything. I don't know him.
He's one of your patients. He saw you about his shoulder.
It's possible. I have thousands of patients.
He has red hair.
The guest was quiet. Nazneen wanted to touch Chanu's face. She also wanted to get up from the table, walk out of the door, and never see him again.
He might be a patient. I do not know him.
No, said Chanu. I see.
But I wish you luck.
I am 40 years old, said Chanu quietly. I have been in this country for 16 years. When I came, I had big dreams. I thought I was going to do important work. But people here didn't know the difference between me, with my university degree, and the uneducated village people who hid on boats to come here. I couldn't change that. But I promised myself, I will be a success and I will go back home. And I will keep these promises.
Very good, said Dr. Azad.
He checked his watch. Chanu talked and talked. His food grew cold. Twice more, the doctor checked his watch. Then, at 9:30, he said,
Well, Chanu, I thank you and your wife for a pleasant evening.
We educated men must help each other, said Chanu,
and he walked with his guest to the door.
Imagine, if I didn't have stomach problems, then we would not have met, and we would not have had this dinner together.
Imagine that, said the doctor.
After dinner, Nazneen was tidying up. On the television, she noticed a man in a very tight suit and a woman in an extremely short skirt. They held each other, then moved quickly away from each other, and then looked for each other again. The woman turned around and around very fast, but did not fall. She threw her arms above her head. She seemed to have power over everything, her body, the laws of nature, and the heart of the man in the tight suit who was on his knees, ready to die for her.
What is this called? Said Nazneen.
Ice skating, said Chanu in English.
Ice is skating, said Nazneen.
No, no, no E. Ice skating.
Ice skating, she said carefully. Chanu smiled.
Don't worry. You don't need these words anyway.
I would like to learn some English, said Nazneen.
Don't worry about it, said Chanu. You don't need it.
Nazneen went to the kitchen to wash up. She wondered if the ice skating woman had to wash up too. That night, she looked at her husband while he slept. His face was round and his hair was thin. It was not a handsome face,
but it was kind.